4月29号，在英国发生了一件举世瞩目的事情。
There was an event happening in British England on April 29, 2011. I don't know whether any one of you remember what happened on that day.
英国皇家王位第二号继承人威廉王子和凯特的婚庆大典。
It was a wedding ceremony of Prince William's and Kate Middleton, who William, as you know, who is the second in line to be a successor of monarch on the British Empire.
在英国伦敦威斯敏斯特大教堂内隆重举行那个旷世的婚礼。So
there was a wedding ceremony, as you probably recall, that was held in the Westminster Abbey.
那在威廉王子和凯特的婚礼上，伦敦大主教用了一句开场白。With
a very amazing ceremony was given by the Bishop of London. He used a very, very amazing opening.
在那个开场白中，大主教特别嘱咐威廉王子，盼望他能够成为一个合上帝心意的人，因为他还说：“你将会使世界更美好。”
He urged Prince William as the following, be who God made you to be, that you will set the world on fire.
或许是因为英国王子威廉他的身份和地位，那在他的未来可能会对英国乃至世界都会产生影响。
Is it because he's going to be second in line successor to the one in this British Empire? So he definitely will be believed to have a very profound influence in the whole world.
那作为一个普通的百姓，我们相信上帝以后接受了洗礼，是不是也盼望我们自己也能够成为一个合上帝心意的人？So
consider yourself being an ordinary Christian after you believe in God. Would you believe you also have this kind of profound influence to the world?
如果是的话， 我就想请问，怎样才能使我们自己成为一个合上帝心意的人？
So if this is what you believe to be, so how would you be a person who God made you to be?
就像凯特王妃她的弟弟在婚礼上读的那段经文一样。Just
like Catherine's brother was reading a scripture from the Bible.
他读的那个经文呢，就是我们今天要思想的主题经文，《罗马书》12章1到2节。What
he read in that ceremony as a reading to the wedding ceremony, exactly what we just read today, Romans chapter 12, 1 to 2.
威斯敏斯特大教堂。In
the Minster Abbey. This is the picture showing on the projector.
这个婚礼啊，我相信那个时候大家许多都从电视上看到这个场面。So
a lot of people probably observe that ceremony from TV broadcasting.
这就是王妃的弟弟，在那里用纯粹的隆冬英读了一段《罗马书》12章。So
there was Catherine's brother reading the scripture with the accents from London.
那我想跟弟兄姐妹们分享说，当我们受洗成为基督徒之后，是不是认为我们自己理所当然的拥有了一种特殊的地位
？So when I ask you a question, when you are baptized and being a Christian, do you believe you have like a privilege, a special status or privilege？
是不是拥有了一种特殊的权利、特殊的享受？
So wondering whether you have this privilege in a very special way of you can enjoy yourself in a way.
是不是我们就可以在世人面前显出自己拥有一种特殊的身份？
So this also gives you an opportunity to demonstrate to the world that you have this very unique status as a Christian.
是不是就是像这样我们常常有弟兄姐妹或者我们听到讲的时候， 我们信神的人死后上天堂，你们不信的人死后下去。
So a lot of time you believe you already obtained that status that you're saying to people that if you don't believe in God, then if we believe in God, then when you die, you'll go to the heaven. If people who doesn't believe in God will, they will go to hell when they die.
我发出这一连串的问题，就是今天我们要思想，思想完了之后，会给出答案。So
I have this question going to pose to everyone today, and I will, through the sermon, I will give you some answers.
那刚才大家已经读了今天我们要思想讨论的主题经文，就是罗马书12章1到2节。
So we have read the scripture from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. That's the main scripture today.
如果用一句话来概括新约圣经罗马书所谈论的主题，我相信在座的许多弟兄姐妹们都能够讲出来。
So if we want to use a very simple a quote to really cover what's covered in Romans, I think most of people would know.
罗马书的主题谈论的是什么？
What is the theme in Rome, Romans?
是什么？因信称义的福音道。
So it's the gospel about justification by faith.
罗马书3章23-24节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。28节后边。 所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵守律法。So
in Romans chapter 3 verses 23, it says, "For all who have sinned and fall short of glory of God, and all have justified freely by His grace through the redemption of that came from Jesus Christ." And verses 28, "For we maintain that a person is justified." By faith, apart from the work of the law.
那我想请问弟兄姐妹一个问题：经文这里的因信称义是什么意思？
So I'd like to ask you a question. What does it mean in the scripture? We are justified freely by grace.
因信称义到底是什么意思？
So what does it really mean by justified by the faith?
那我推荐了现代中文一本，《罗马书3章》，刚才我们念的23、24、28节，因为人人都犯罪亏欠了神上帝的荣耀，然而上帝白白的赐恩典，借着耶稣基督救赎他们，使他们跟他有合一的关系。我们的结论是，人得以跟上帝有合一的关系，只借着信，而不借着遵守律法的。
In this contemporary Chinese translation, in my kind of like not my interpretation, but from this liberal from the words, because everyone has sins and they are foreshadowed of God, God's glory, and God had given this grace to all the people because of the salvation from Christ, and that maintain a proper relationship with God, and our conclusion is. Because this proper relation with God, this is based on the faith. It's not because the requirement, it's not fulfilling the requirement of the law.
那由此讲来，因信称义的意思呢，就是因着我们相信上帝，然后与上帝之间恢复了那种合一的关系。
So in a very simple translation, justification by faith, is because we believe in God and we start to establish this proper relationship with God. That's what it means from this contemporary Chinese translation.
那我们如果用关系这个层面来总体的认识罗马书的话，我们就会更容易理解其中的道理。
So if we kind of keep this concept of relationship, then we'll be able to understand much better what it's talking about in Romans.
罗马书一共有16章经文，除了最后第16章是结束语和问候语以外，其他的话从1到15章可以分为两大部分。There
are about 16 chapters in Romans, excluding the first beginning chapter, which is like introduction, and the very last one about greeting. There's actually main body of message from chapter 1. There's 15 chapters.
如果前面1到11章是从理论上讲述， 因信称义，就是因着相信神而恢复了与神的合一的关系的背景、道理和结果。
So the first 11 chapters covers about kind of ideas about this maintaining, what the reason about justification, the background, and things behind, all the backgrounds about this.
那后面12到15章呢，是从生活实践的角度来讲述，我们如何，我们怎样保持和维系这种关系。
So from chapter 12 to 15, then is really going through this kind of practical application in your life, how to maintain and keep this relationship.
就是要保持维系这种因着相信神而与神恢复了合一的关系。
So this is really focusing how to keep and maintain this relationship after you reconcile with God.
那在我们弟兄姐妹们中间呢，常常会说一句话，就说我们凭着信心接受了那位用我们的肉眼看不见的在天上的神。
A lot of time among us, we're saying that we believe in God, that even though we didn't see Him with our naked eyes, but we believe Him by faith.
我们成了基督徒，恢复了与他的关系之后
，because we become a Christian, we reconcile with Him and start establish relationship with God.
怎样才能学像耶稣的样子，成为一个？和上帝心意的人呢，就是要从我们肉眼能够看得见的，我们身边的，我们家庭的人的关系开始。
So after we become Christian, we want to start to practice in the likeness of Jesus. And how do we do that? We're going to exercise those through a daily event by observing the behavior among us, so we can actually see Jesus Christ in our life.
靠着我们。与我们身边的肉眼能看得见的人维护这种关系，来体现维护我们和那位神的关系。
So through this daily life observation and everything among us, we can start to exercise this relationship with God through the people around us.
比如说，在罗马书12章3到8节是要求我们首先要处理好。基督徒之间的关系。
So in Romans, as Romans chapter 12, through the 8, it says, how do we deal with keeping a very good relationship between among Christians?
也正是我们现在主日学的有一堂课是挖掘我们的属灵恩赐。
That's one of the topic we are covering currently cover in our Sunday school. How do we discover our spiritual gifts?
那处理好了。我们与基督徒之间的关系之后，9到12节呢，是基督徒和一般人相处的原则。
After we able to maintain the good relationship with Christian, then now you start to extend this how to maintain a relationship between Christians and other people.
那到了13章呢，就讲到了基督徒个人与我们所生活所处的这个国家的利益。
And then on chapter 13 of Romans started to touch upon how Christians deal with nations, country, some of the relationship.
那在处理所有这些关系的过程中，有一个基本的前提，需要我们首先去操练和实践。
So before you're dealing all this relationship, trying to figure out all of those, there's a premise before you're doing all of those.
这就是罗马书12章1到2节的经文所劝勉我们的基督徒的生活的根基。
And the premise just what the scripture just read, chapter 12, 1-2, which is the foundations of Christian life.
那用我们今天要思想的主题的来表达，就是说基督徒理所应当的敬拜神。
So this is really what we talk about today, the proper lifestyle of Christian, which is worshiping lifestyle.
那我将从三个方面同大家来分享罗马书12章1到2节这两节经文。
So I want to share with you three aspects from this scripture we just read.
首先从第一节经文来思想，我们因着相信而接受基督，受洗成为基督徒，与神恢复了合一的关系之后，神向我们提出了什么样的要求？
So first thing I want to talk about, after we become a Christian and we reconcile this relationship with God, what kind of request will from God ask us to do?
也就是为什么我们要将身体献上当作活祭？
So the question is, why should I offer myself as a living sacrifice?
罗马书十二章一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
So Romans chapter 1, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
那读了罗马书十二章一节开始的部分，所以弟兄们。
So you read this, therefore, only mention about brothers.
读了这一节以后，姐妹们会怎么想？
So what would the sisters consider when you read this scripture?
姐妹们怎么想？哇，下边的经文是对你们弟兄讲。
So you kind of saying that all the scripture afterwards, they all meant for all the brothers.
那我查了一下这个地方，这个弟兄这个词儿。
So I did some investigation on this word was used as a brother.
它在新约圣经中一共出现了317次。
So in the New Testament, this term occurs 317 times.
它主要有两个方面的意思。
So there's two meanings for this word that quoted.
一个呢，就是指的具有血缘关系的兄弟。
First meaning is the brothers who have kinship.
那另一个方面呢，就是亲如兄弟般的亲近的同伴同伙。
Second meaning is a people who has a relationship just like born brothers, very close together. Like
你看他具体解释的，具有相同信念的同伴同伙、so, 同胞邻舍。
So could be a countryman, could be neighbors who have the same ideas.
所以我再推荐现代中文译本，我们看看它是怎么翻译。
So I'd like you to be able to read this as well. This is a contemporary Chinese translation.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
And this one it says, therefore, brothers and sisters.
既然上帝这样怜悯我们，我劝你们把自己当作活活的祭物献给他。
So since God has mercy on us, so I recommend you to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
所以这里是向所有基督的信徒所发出的劝。
So this is really a recommendations or urge to brothers and sisters in all.
那我们怎么样来理解将身体献上当作活祭？
So how will be able to understand What does it mean by offering yourself as a living sacrifice?
我相信许多弟兄姐妹们在，如果你是从小参加在教会的活动，小孩子们的主日学可能都会背这句话，将身体献上当作活祭。
I kind of, you probably, will probably have questions about this, offer your body as living sacrifice.
那我们来看一看，这个到底这个献上这个词的真正含义。
So I like to kind of discuss what is the true meaning of offering.
它的含义非常多，我都没有列完。
So there's a lot of meaning in this offering.
但是它主要有两个方面的意思。
So there's actually two main categories of meanings.
就是把某样东西放在旁边。
Meaning, one of the meaning is, put aside, something.
但是大部分呢，它的意思是用作站在旁边。
Most of the meaning is really just stand next to something.
我们再看两段经文。
So let's read two more verses.
马可福音十五章三十五节。旁边站着的人，有的听见就说：“看呐，他叫以利亚。”
So in Mark 15 it says, when some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, He's called Elijah.
路加福音一章十九节，天使回答说：“我是站在神面前的加百列，奉差而来对你说话，将这好消息报给你。”
And in Luke 1:19 said, the angel said to him, I'm Gabriel, I stand in the presence of God, and I have sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news.
这两个站着都是我们的线上。
So over here, kind of stand, that is the same word as the offering in the other, in Romans.
那在罗马书中，这个词出现了八次。
In Romans, this specific word offering, happens eight times.
其中有六次是献上的意思。
So among all those eight, six of them really means what we understand as offering.
另外一个地方呢是描写站立。
The other one means really stand in.
还有一处描写是帮助。
And the next one is to help and assist.
罗马书十六章第一二节。我对你们举荐我的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事，请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的灵体通。她在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助她，因她素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
Romans chapter 16 verses 1. I recommend you to our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church in Sanctuary. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of His people.And to give her any help she may need from you. For she has been the benefactor of many people, including me.
保罗在向罗马信徒们推荐一个女执事。你看这个地方用了四个帮助。
So Paul recommended this female deacons, and then it was four places mentioned about this help.As highlighted over in Chinese, help, and then also in English as well.
实际上，这四个帮助有三个意思。
So among those four helps, there's three meanings.
按照我理解的意思，我给它翻译下来。他在什么事上有需要你们的第一个帮助，就请你们站在他的一边，这是第二个帮助。因他素来慷慨地资助许多人，并且也多次地资助了我。
My interpretation, there's a three, like four different, three type of help. In anything, if she need anything, you need to help her. So that's first help. And then please stand by her to help her. That's the second one. And then because she has been generously support everyone financially, so you also need to support.And support me, so financial support. That's the third meaning.
因为有的时候泛泛的讲帮助，我们不知道一个小小的帮助，一个大的帮助，一个怎么样的帮助。当我们真正理解这四个地方的含义的时候，那保罗向我们推荐了这么一个基督徒、基督教教会里边的一个领袖。那我们来怎样想？
So a lot of time we kind of talk about help in very general term. Paul in here mentioned those specific items or action about helping. So we can really have a concrete understanding what help she needs and what help she has been given in the past.
所以保罗在此的意思呢，就是他隆重地推荐了这么一个时常慷慨地将自己的金钱、将自己的资源献上的一个教会的领袖。
So Paul really given a very, very earnest request to the people to give her help because she has been helping a lot of people in the past.
当这样的一个教会领袖他需要的时候，你们，保罗说，对他最好的帮助是什么呢？
So when this church leader is in need, what are you going to be doing for her?
对他最好的帮助和支持就是
So the best support to her is stand next to her.
站在她的旁边什么意思？
So what does it mean by standing next to a person?
站在她的旁边就是将你们的身体献上。
So that means really offer yourself in that, in the need of a person.
那回到我们今天的经文，罗马书十二章一节，将身体献上。
So, coming back to the scripture we just talked about, offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
什么意思？
So what does it mean now?
就是将我们的身体摆在神的台前。
So that means offer yourself before the altar of God.
当做活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦。
So this is a living sacrifice, and it's holy and pleasing to God.
这儿提到了献祭。那在旧约时代，以色列人每年三次到耶路撒冷圣殿献祭。
Let's talk about sacrifice offering, and in the old time, Israel had to go to the Jerusalem to offer this sacrifice three times in a year.
那所献的祭物基本上有三个特点。
There's a three main characteristics in this offered sacrifice.
那第一个特点呢，在奉献之前它是活的，牛犊、小羊羔，或者是小鹌鹑。
So the one of the first characteristics is before the offering, everything is all alive, including ox, sheep or quail.
那第二个呢，是没有残疾的。
Second,
没有瑕疵。
Second thing is the offering should not have any defect, should not have any blemish.
那第三个特点呢，就是被宰杀了之后，现在坛上完完全全的焚烧。
Second thing is after the offering being slaughtered, everything will be burned completely.
焚烧之后呢，借着呢馨香的烟气，被神所接纳。
So after the completely burn, this rising aroma will become something pleasing to God.
那我想请问弟兄姐妹们，当一头小牛犊、小羊羔、小鹌鹑被当作祭物献给神之后，没有当场被杀掉。
So when a calf or a young sheep being offered for sacrifice, if those are not being slaughtered,
而是交在牧人的手里饲养。等过一段时间以后再拿来献祭。
And that in turn will turn into shepherd to raise him up for some time.
那献祭之前是不是还要经过祭司的查验？ So, 是不是无瑕疵的？是不是有残疾
？Before that can those livestock can be offered as sacrifice, the priest will need to examine all of them, make sure there's no defects.
如果身体有了伤残，有了瑕疵，将会怎么样？
So if there's happened, there was a defect in those offering, what would happen?
一定是上不了祭坛，淘汰。
So that would not be accepted on the altar.
所以我们今天的信徒既然蒙神的恩典得救而获得了新的生命，我们的生命呢，就像是被神接纳了，现在神的面前却还没有死去的祭物一样，还活着。
So in the same token, Christian, after they accept this new life, you are becoming a sacrifice, living in front of the altar, but has not been slaughtered yet.
那接下来问题就是如何能够使我们的生命持续地保持具有那个祭物的功效？
So the question to us really is how do we maintain our lifestyles to continue to maintain the value of this sacrifice eventually will be offered.
直到我们在这个世上的生命停止的时候，被献上的时候，依然是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
So until this final offer being given, this is still a holy and things that are pleasing to God.
那为了这样，我们唯一要做的事情是什么？
So the thing we need to do now is
就是要我们自己做出选择，我们要站在神的一边。
So this is a ultimate choice we need to make is to stand next to God.
使我们的生命到停止的时候仍然不被玷污，没有瑕疵，可以被神所接。
So the lifestyle till the end of life is no blemish, and the lifestyle that we have is no defect. So that can be offered in front of God.
这就是我们基督徒理所应当的生活方式，理所应当的生命行动。
So this is really a proper lifestyle we should have been exercised as Christian, and also is something we need to live on in our daily lives.
所以新约时代以来，神所喜悦的祭物不是我们的身体。
So the New Testament, what God pleases is not really our bodies,
而是我们相信基督之后的 献祭式的生活方式是在基督里边持续的经历，是我们基督徒敬拜的行动。
So really, what God pleases is our lifestyle of worshiping, and also it's our journey of lifestyle continue to remain in Christ, and also the actions being a Christian of worshiping God.
今天的中文译本《罗马书》12章1节，所以弟兄姐妹们，既然上帝这样怜悯我们，我劝你们把自己当作活活的祭物献给上帝，专心侍奉他，蒙他喜悦，这就是你们应该献上的真实敬拜。
So in the contemporary Chinese translation, as I would say here, therefore, brothers and sisters, since God has mercy on us, I'd like to urge you to offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, wholeheartedly worshiping and ask for His pleasing. So this is really the true worshiping.
那我们如何实践这种生活方式？如何持续在这种基督里的经历？如何保持我们这种敬拜的生活？
So how can we maintain and practice this type of lifestyle worshiping as a Christian?
这也就是为什么要将身体献上当做活祭之后，我们要问如何将身体献上当做活祭。
So after we know that God wants us to offer ourselves a living sacrifice, now the next question is, how can we do that?
罗马书12章2节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So the second verse in Romans chapter 12 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world."
这里有一个词，效法。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
那它的确凿的意义呢？基本的含义呢？就是以某样东西作为模范来塑造。
So over here, this conform meaning using some kind of model, you kind of conform to that model. That is what the meaning is.
那这个地方的世界应该就指的我们生活的这个当今的世界。
So this world meaning is the environment, the contemporary environment we commonly live in.
那我们生活在这个世界，生活在这个时代，这个世代，我们眼睛所看的，耳朵所听的，身体所感受的，有各种各样的生活方式和做事的方式。
So while we live in this world, we see things, we hear things, we perceive things in this world. So we have all kinds of lifestyle, and we also have a different way of reacting and doing things in this world.
那作为基督徒，我不问我们会做出怎么样的选择，我想问的是，我们是怎样的选择？
So the question I want to ask you is, I'm not going to ask you what choice you're going to make. I want to know what is your choice.
不是我们从理性上思想我们会怎样做，而是我们的行动已经是怎样选择。
So it's not like ideology that what you think you're going to be doing is really what you actually going to be doing is what I'm concerned.
我们看一段经文，提摩太后书3章2节到4节。
So I'd like to read you Second Timothy chapter 2, verses 2 through 6.
人只顾自己，贪财，自夸，狂傲，毁谤，忤逆父母，也就是不孝顺父母，忘恩负义，不圣洁，没有亲情，残忍，散播谣言，蛮横凶暴，恨恶良善，出卖室友，任意妄为，狂妄自大，爱享乐过于爱上帝。
So Second Timothy, it says, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient of their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我真的是从心里边邀请大家，包括我自己，我们仔细的对照一下生活中的我们自己。
So, really, in my heart, I really like to urge you to kind of reflect ourselves. with the reading of this
scriptures, 这其中有没有我们的影子在?
Do you see any kind of mimicking of your behaviors through those passages we just read?
对照一下,这里边有多少我们的影子?
Have you seen any kind of self, your image kind of in those passages we just read? Any type of thing that just like that?
有时候我们在这里唱诗歌,我们在这里读圣经, 满脸笑容的,
So over here in the church, we greet people with joyful expression. We sing songs, we sing hymns in the church.
一出了这个教堂的大门，上了汽车以后，就对我们的先生、对我们的太太、对我们的孩子，大声的训斥。
So after we exit the church, we start to doing things like rebuking your own spouse and your children.
作为一个基督徒。 当我们在路上开车的时候，突然有一辆车不打转向灯，就超到我们前面了。从我们口里出来的时候。
So a lot of time, you kind of people kind of surprise you to cut in front of you, while you're driving. What would you say? You maybe just start to do
unproper language.
A lot of filthy language are coming out of your mouth.
但是我想着弟兄姐妹们讲。圣经中称这些为人处事的方式和方法，是这个世界所带给我们的种种苦难。In
Bible, we talk about all those things we just read. Those are the terrible time in the last days.
这些为人处事的方式和方法。 是这个世界带给我们的种种的苦难。
So those things that behavior was done in this secular world that brought distress and terrible things to Christians' life.
那我们刚才讲的那个效法的意思就是塑造的意思。不要效法这个世界呢，它的意思就是不要让这个世界的所罗列出来这种种的苦难来缠绕、来包围、来塑造。
So do not conform the pattern of the world is basically means do not allow those terrible things to entangle our life.
那又一个问题就是说，我们如何才能够摆脱这种种的苦难，来包饶、来环绕、来塑造我们呢？
So how can we stay away from those influence, prevent them from molding Christians' life?
如何？
How can we do that?
只要心意更新而变化。And
over here it says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
心意在这里指的是我们的心思意念。So
minds over here talk about your thoughts, your ideas, what you think in your mind.
所以经文这里向我们发出了一道命令，要让我们自己的心思意念。 持续的、不断的要被神更新而改变。So
over here is a commandment from God. Continue to transform and renewing your mind with help from God.
现在中文译本罗马书12章第2节开始，不要被这世界同化，要让上帝改造你们，更新你们的心思意念。
In a contemporary Chinese translation, it says, do not be conform to this and being unified by this world. But in order other than doing that, let God transform you and renew your minds. So a lot of time brothers and sisters were asking, why do I want to be transformed by God?
因为我们被上帝改造了以后，就是经文所讲的，将身体献上当作活祭。 是带给他人祝福的人生。But
you have an understanding. After you are offering your sacrifice bringing blessing to other people.
有人可能讲了，我就是这个脾气。A
lot of time you're thinking about, I have this special temperament. It's always like that. Cannot be changed.
我就是这个性格，我眼睛里面揉不了沙子。It's
just like this. I cannot see things that wrong, so I can't just like that.
但是神让我们做什么？
Do you know what God want us to do?
罗马书十二章二节后边的部分，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So in Romans chapter 12, verses 2, it says, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我给大家推荐一个最新的中文版本，新汉语译本，它是这样写的：罗马书十二章二节后边部分，使你们可以查验什么是神的旨意，即什么是那美善的、神所喜欢的、完全的事。
I'd like to recommend you a new Chinese translation. That means you'll be able to discern what's God's will, what is God's pleasing and good and perfect things.
那查验神的旨意，就是用我们自己已经经过更新而变化的新生命，来证实、来试验、来认可神的旨意。
So in terms of be able to test God's will is after our life being transformed a new style that we be able to prove and find out what's God's pleasing will for our life.
这意思就是，如果我们选择将身体献上当做活祭，也就是说，我们自己做出选择，站在神的一边。
So when you're offering your body as sacrifice, that really means you made a choice to stand next to God.
如果我们承认我们是属神的人，怀着一颗感恩顺服的心，接受神对我们的心思意念不断的更新而变化。
So after we receive Christ, that we know that we have a new life, and our life will continue transform with the new things coming from God.
当我们的心思意念经过更新变化以后，我们的我们还是我们，样子站在那还是这么一个人。但是
So our mind has been renewed, and our physical body is still the same physical body as in the old days. But
我们所面对的我们的家人、我们的同学、我们的朋友、我们的同事，甚至是素不相识的人，看到我们以后，都会能感受到一种祝福的感觉。
But what changes when we facing people like our family, our relatives, people we don't know, they start to see a new life that is start happening in us.
因为被改变的生命会带给他人祝福。
Because a renewed life will bring blessing to other people.
那这样的更新变化，难道不是美善的，不是令神和人都喜悦的，不是成全的事情吗？
Isn't this renewed life a pleasing and holy and perfect things?
所以这里有个"成全"、"纯全"这个词儿，它主要是成全、完备、长大成人。成
So 全。over here, perfect means really is mature and become an adult.
那这个纯全呢，也是在以弗所书四章十二到十三节，神交托给教会的传道人的责任。
So over here in Ephesians also mentioned similar thing that this was given to the minister in the church.
这责任就是为要成全圣徒，革尽弃职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，就是得以成全。
So over here, quoted in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12, equip his people for work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
那回到开始我们的问题，当我们受洗成为基督徒之后，是不是认为我们自己理所应当的拥有了一种特殊的地位
？So coming back the original thing that I introduced, after you become Christian, do you all believe that become a Christian give you a certain kind of privilege?
是不是有了一种特殊的权利、特殊的享受
？So you have this privilege. You have this privilege to be able to enjoy something that you think you possess.
在世人面前，我们就可以显出自己拥有这特别的身份了。
So you cannot demonstrate yourself among to other people. You have this special status as a Christian.
还是那句话，我们信神的人死后上天堂，别人不信的人死后下地狱。
Again, something we always can remind: as a Christian, you believe after you die, you go to heaven, and people you don't believe in God, you go to hell.
是不是
？Do you kind of have this kind of saying after you become Christian? That's what you maintain.
我们受洗成为基督徒之后，我们的身份确实变。
And indeed, after we become Christians, our status actually changed.
因着相信神而与神恢复了合一的关系。
But really, things after you believe in God, you reconcile your relationship with God.
那接下来我们要做的至关重要的事情，就是要牢牢地建立基督徒的生活的根基。
But really, ultimate importance is after you believe in God is how do you maintain your lifestyle and continue as a relationship with God.
在我们的生活实践中，学习怎样的保持，怎么样的维系我们因着相信神而恢复了与神合一的这样一个关系。
So in this daily lifestyle, daily living, how do we exercise doing things that we continue to maintain?This wonderful relationship we have already established.
那怎样保持这种关系？怎样维系这种关系
？So how do you keep and maintain this relationship?
那就是将身体献上，当作活祭。
So this is what's going to be needed. Offer your body as a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭是什么意思？
So as I mentioned again, what does it really mean?
什么意思
kind of complicated words of offer your body a sacrifice. But what does it actually mean?
我们自己做出选择，站在神的一边。
So in a very simple term is you're going to make a choice to put yourself next to God.
怀着一颗感恩顺服的心，接受神对我们心思意念不断的改变而更新。
So with a grateful heart and obedient heart that give thanks to God so to stand next to God.
使我们从我们的话语从我们的眼神从我们的行动从我们的为事处事为人能够成为为他人祝福的人而不是在挑剔。
So through the things you do, the way you react to other people,The way you talk, the way you smile, the way you cry, that's the way how you react to other people. Other than continue to rebuking people as a Christian.
用我们活生生的生活为神向世人做了美好的见证。
So with a lively Christian lifestyle, we'll demonstrate our Christian life for the glory of God.
将身体献上当作活祭。我们自己选择站在神的一边。
So offering yourself as a living sacrifice is simply to put your body next to God.
这就是我们基督徒理所应当的敬拜生活。
So this is the proper lifestyle of Christian worship.
连下面这首诗歌成为我们共同的勉励。
We're going to sing a song together. I hope this one will be a song that will help every one of us.
我拿什么献给你?
What do I give to thee, Master?
斩上手丝，我拿什么献给你？一切为我撇弃，我愿奉献，不留下一点，完全奉献于你。下面呢，请大家会唱，我们一起来唱第二节，好不好？我拿什么献给你？你曾救赎我灵，奉献虽小，已是我所有，一切我愿听主命。耶稣我主，我救主，一切为我撇弃。你离开天上美家，家掠山上受死，我拿什么献给你？一切为我撇弃，我愿奉献，不留下一点，完全奉献于你。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Gracious Father in heaven, we give you thanks for all the words you've given to us.
真是盼望主您鼓励我们，勉励我们，命令我们，生活在这个充满诱惑的世界的时候，把主您的话语做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Continue to pray that you urge us, encourage us, and command us in this secular world, that we continue using words, your words as guidance to our life.
愿主您的灵帮助我们，扶持我们。
May your spirit help us and support us.
使我们的心意更新而变化。
So our mind can be renewed.
当我们结束了在这个世界上生命，来到主您的面前，我们能够成为圣洁的，能够被主您所悦。
At the end of life, we become a pleasing sacrifice to you.
这样的感谢祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
This prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.